Spencer Chase of the Wolsey-Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University, talking with Chris Elliott and Chaney Mosley. They are both presenting diversity workshops at the National FFA Convention. And Chaney, first off, just talk to me about what went in the planning process and why it was felt that these diversity workshops were needed.
FFA's had a diversity initiative for quite a while, and within the past year, both Chris and I were contacted and asked to fill out a survey related to diversity initiatives of the FFA. And so he and I have been presenting workshops together for about 3 years now, and we had a side conversation about how the majority of diversity initiatives that the FFA has conducted in the past have addressed race or ethnicity. But we both know that diversity is so much more than race or ethnicity. We were both high school agriculture teachers and FFA advisors for a while and have some other experiences and had that firsthand knowledge from our students about how diverse our student population and our membership truly is, and felt it would be really valuable to address other issues related to diversity in addition to race and ethnicity.
And Chris, Chaney talks about, you know, addressing those other issues. What can you tell me about what those issues are and how your workshops, you know, tackle them?
Well, I think we have a series of workshops. There's actually four workshops, and each one focuses on a different area of diversity. One of the workshops focuses on just understanding what diversity is and how members can help promote diversity in their own chapters. We have a workshop that focuses on students' identity, their own personal identity. So part of understanding diversity is being comfortable in understanding your own identity and who you are. And I think once students have a strong foundation of their own personal identity, they can start to appreciate the differences in other folks. We also have a workshop on LGBT issues. And really that workshop, I believe, is the first of its kind for FFA. We know that there's a large student population that identifies as LGBT, and both within the FFA and outside of the FFA. So the FFA's mission is to make sure that all students are welcome at FFA meetings, at FFA events. And this is a group that I think has been ignored as far as even mentioning this group. So we hope that workshop is one that will enable members to have a better understanding of LGBT issues and be able to make sure that those members, particularly in their chapters, feel safe and feel welcome.
I think that our culminating workshop probably is about being social change agents. And so the workshops were really set up to be a series where we address various issues of diversity. And this workshop about social change addresses essentially all issues of diversity and really empowers students to go back to their local chapters and make a difference there.
And Chaney, FFA maybe not always seen as, you know, the biggest promoters of diversity just because we all wear the same uniform, all wear that same jacket, and all focus on that same industry that is agriculture. But through these workshops and through the We Are FFA initiative, I mean, that's really just not the case.
Not at all. In fact, and I'll let Chris elaborate a little bit more on this, in the workshop about social change and being social change agents, we put up 40 labels around the room and have students identify the stereotypes associated with the different labels. And so examples would be farmer, surfer, people from the West Coast, various race or ethnicities. Ethnicities are on the flip charts as well. Old women and teachers and you name it. And so the students go around and are very honest about the stereotypes that are associated with it. And afterwards, we have the students identify which demographics they fall into. So teenager is on there, and FFA member, and farmer. And they go and mark out any of the labels or the stereotypes that do not apply to them. And they come back, and then we ask them to go back around to the flip charts and look at the ones that have an X, and if it actually does apply to them, to circle it. And I'll let Chris tell you what we do after that activity.
Yeah, it's really interesting that the students see that stereotypes are so different, even in just one room of, you know, a few hundred students, that there's folks that have an issue with some of the stereotypes. They cross them out and say, that's definitely not me. And then we have folks that come back through and say, well, actually, that is me. And so it really just kind of blows away this myth of stereotypes, the fact that they're created by a lot of different factors, but we perpetuate them. And so I think the students walked away with an understanding of the fact that even unconsciously they do perpetuate them, and they can make a choice to stop it and stop enabling that to happen.
And Chris, you know, there's diversity and things of that nature are so different depending on what region you're in as far as different ways that people are diverse in different regions of the country. But inclusion is something that is not regional at all, is it?
Not at all. And, you know, going back to diversity, one of the key things, if you look at FFA membership and you compare that membership to the diversity of the school where that chapter exists, and you look at the diversity of FFA compared to the diversity nationwide. And yeah, we oftentimes use race or ethnicity because it's easy. We have a lot of numbers on that factor. But the fact is it does not necessarily represent the diversity of the country right now, locally and, you know, nationally. And there's definitely some places that it does, but it's not everywhere yet. So we have a lot of work to do. And as we see our country continues to become more diverse, you look at projections of, you know, the growth in our country, we have a lot of work to do if we're going to make sure that the new population, the new people that will be on this planet and in our country, that they feel welcome in FFA. So we have a lot of education to do. We have a lot of training to do. And I think this is a start, but we have a lot more we need to do.
And last question here I'll ask both of you. After a student walks out the door after sitting through these workshops and partaking in them, what do you hope they walk out the door thinking?
My hope is that the students walk out the door with enhanced self-awareness and the ability to acknowledge when they are reinforcing a stereotype or they are saying something that is potentially harmful to someone else. And we acknowledge that we all stereotype and that it happens automatically, but we do talk to them about the importance of becoming more self-aware. And once they realize that, stopping it themselves and then calling others out on their actions when they do it as well.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that the FFA is an amazing youth organization. I think the public knows that, advisors know that, sponsors and partners know that, the students know that. But sometimes knowing that can cause us to be very comfortable. And as I said before, we have a lot of work to do. And so I think if the students leave the workshop with an understanding that they can do more, I think that we've accomplished our goals.
Well, certainly an important topic, and sounds like you guys have some really enchanting ways of going about it. So, Chris, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Cheney, you as well.
Thanks, man.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.